Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
There's been some questions passed back and forth between our council and the city attorney's office about ownership, and just want to clarify that the city will own the park, and that any permanent improvement made to city property automatically becomes owned by the city. We can't guarantee right now that the monument is going to be permanent. We haven't received fully permitted and approved plans from them, but their conceptual drawings do indicate that they would be permanent. And as we've stated before, the city already has the lease for the Phantom Jet that's in place. So just wanted to provide that update for y'all.
So this is Alex Smith. He is the chief of staff for DC Reeves. He is often jokingly referred to by Commissioner Lumen May as the junior mayor or the associate mayor or the deputy mayor or the next mayor or something like that. But he was at the county commission meeting on Thursday talking to the Scambia County Commission about the Chappie James Monument, the park, and all of that, because in case you haven't been keeping up with all of this, and it's understandable, it's kind of been a long, slow drama, but the park that was, you know, originally going to be mostly funded by, private contributions and some public funding has now kind of flipped, which is common enough in these things. But there's been this ongoing question about using the tourism development tax money. You know, bed tax money. When you go to a hotel, you know, 5% of your bill goes to the bed tax, which goes to the county to be used for different things. And so that are all related to tourism. They have to be related to the cultivation of tourism or the generation tourism or related to a specific tourism related process, that kind of thing. Okay. So $750,000 is the latest ask at the TDC, the council. And there's been this question of whether it was eligible for TDC money, TDC is the group, TDT is the money, whether it was eligible because of the question of, is it a tourism expense? Remember the conversation, Santa Rosa County is a big flag, a tourism-related item. Does it draw tourists? Well, depends on where it is and what it is, and there's some question. Same question over the Chappie James, the statue and the Memorial Plaza and the giant flag that's going to be at the entrance to Pensacola coming on Three Mile Bridge from Gulf Breeze. You know, is it a tourism expense or not? And one of the little legal details is you can call it a museum, but it has to be owned by the municipality. And there was some uncertainty or alleged uncertainty about whether it was going to be owned by the city or when it was installed or whether it was going to be owned by the, the folks who are installing it. And the answer is it's going to be owned by the city, but it's going to have a maintenance agreement, just like Veterans Memorial Park, with a group that oversees the maintenance of the thing that are now working on the installation of the thing. So Alex Smith was there to kind of explain, we're going to own it, it's going to be ours, because this has led to the funding and as requesting for an attorney general's opinion on whether we can fund this or not, because there have been a lot of questions and disagreements and internal audits and all kinds of stuff within the TDC over what's legal and what's not legal. So everybody's a little bit gun shy about stuff in that regard. But the question is, is it allowable as an expense? And Alex Smith is trying to put this to bed, at least in the sense that the city's going to own it. Therefore, for that slice of the question, yes. Now, Ken Pyle, representing the organization putting the Chappie James Monument in, gets up in front of the board and says,
as you know, our preferred action would be for the commissioners to vote today to authorize the $750,000 appropriation TDT funds for the Chappie James Memorial Plaza at Wayside Park, owned by the city. There is no need, in our opinion, for an attorney general's opinion on the matter, since it is within the purview of this board to determine whether the Chappie James Memorial Plaza is a tourist attraction.
So the board, he's saying, can determine that it's a tourist attraction by what's called a legislative finding, and that would really settle the question. And we can really get past all of this nonsense. And, Ken Pyle is, basically just kind of fed up with the delay and the kicking it back and forth and, asking for an attorney general's opinion. And it feels very much, as somebody who's been watching this a little bit at a distance, not like my primary task, it feels like at a certain point it starts to feel like you're trying to say no by saying slow. You're trying to avoid making this happen. But the TDC said we are going to fund it to $750,000 kind of if we get permission to do it. So even though it feels slow, people have been saying yes along the way.
This is not that hard. Every other improvement made to public parks in the city of Pensacola is owned by the city of Pensacola. This is no different. You've heard from Alex. The mayor sent his letter. We have a stewardship agreement in place. The continued delays and parsing of the ownership issue has become a tedious, counterproductive joke to those watching what's going on here. We need to wrap this up.
So, danger, Ken Pyle. You're talking to the Escambia County Commissioners who, as we know from experience, do not like to be told that they're not doing their job, do not like to be criticized, do not like to be sold a narrative that somehow they're failing to do what they're supposed to do.
Please use your authority as it is enshrined in law to determine that this is a tourist attraction development, and let's get the project moving.
So we'll come back to this in a second. How do you think they're going to react? We'll see whether they do or don't what you expect. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
If you're traveling down North Palafox Street this morning, you can expect to see some delays, particularly building up in between Fairfield and Cervantes. Just slowing down there this morning. Other than that, looking pretty good. Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you're clear all the way over the bridge into Pensacola. And Pace and Milton, not seeing any slowdowns on Highway 90 yet. If you see anything, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Back to the Escambia County Commission meeting last week, where you have Ken Pyle, the secretary for the Chappie James Memorial Foundation Board, is telling them, hey, we are so tired of all of this back and forth and kicking the can and failing to do it. It's obvious that, you know, it's become a joke. He said, his words, it's become a joke to everybody who's paying attention. Jeff Bergosh, who also sits on the TDC. He's the commission member on the TDC.
In my opinion, and Mr. Pyle, you tell me if you disagree, I think going at it in the activity service venue or event category is a much quicker way. Your thoughts?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So let's.
Couldn't agree.
I mean, let's move this forward, guys. We've batted this around long enough. Everyone supports it. It's going to be amazing.
Let me say this.
So Jeff is on board. Jeff Bergosh is on board. In fact, he's willing to redefine the ask of the Attorney General from being a museum to being like an event or a venue, which has apparently slightly more liberal eligibility qualifications. So he's trying to find a way. Okay, so one commissioner is trying to find a way, and he says, you know, let's make this happen. But Lumen May.
Let me say this, yeah. Jeff. I mean, and I don't need to speak up, but, you know, I'm not going to receive anyone saying that we have waffled or we have batted something around and we've not been precise. Well, we've been very supportive. I've been very supportive.
Right.
You know, we have enough lawsuits to keep the courthouse full. Right. I mean, and so, I mean, I'm going to follow the legal opinion. Here's the reality for me. It's very simple.
This is the one they're going to, okay. I mean, all right. He wants to avoid a lawsuit by following what the lawyer says.
It has my support. Whatever is legal, that's what we want to do. Whatever opinion you need to make it legal. But if I'm not going to have someone say, you guys have batted it around and you're not doing what you said you're going to do. We supported this since the beginning.
Absolutely.
And so, I mean.
So he's challenging Jeff Bergosh on the narrative. Keep that in mind. This is kind of a recurring theme at the commission is they don't like when the narrative is negative. And they're not going to have anybody telling them that a negative narrative is defining things. Remember the Ramey Edler clips from yesterday and Doug Underhill and all of that stuff? Don't give me no negative narrative.
Well, I mean, we're not going to get out ahead because when we get out ahead and then we get sued once again, I mean, we've got sued a million times for doing the right thing. So, you know, it's going to be some legal opinion from a person that has their license on the line that's going to give me the recommendation before I vote for it. I'll vote for it.
We've gotten sued a million times for doing the right thing. Well, I know of some times where you've gotten sued for not doing the right thing. And when you've made some decisions to proceed ahead with lawsuits that were not the right decision, I'm not sure.
We've got sued a million times for doing the right thing.
Whether that's accurate or not.
I'm very supportive of it, but we need a legal opinion and nothing moves fast in the court. So I don't think we've drug our feet as a board, and nor do I want that perception given that we've drug our feet. We have not drug our feet. We have been, quite frankly, supportive and aggressive in trying to make this happen. I want to see it happen. I support the bridge. I support this. But we do have to have a legal opinion.
So, Lumen, do you agree?
But I'm not going to be accused of dragging our feet.
Again, like, that's the fourth or fifth time he's mentioned it. Don't call me dragging my feet. You know, I'm not going to have that narrative, especially from a fellow commissioner.
You agree with Mr. Pyle and I that we need to look at looking at it as an activity service venue or event.
Jeff, don't be offended by this. I have no opinion. I want the lawyer's opinion.
Well, we've got to give her a choice, Aaron. Well,
she can give me the choice. You know what I mean? She's the lawyer. I mean, I'm not going to make those decisions.
Okay.
I mean, that's our problem. We make opinions, and we never even dated a lawyer.
Okay. Now, here's where this meeting took an unexpected turn. Because in and around the conversation about whether to do this ask of the AG or to grant the funding or make a legislative finding and solve the $750,000, Darren Schaefer from Visit Pensacola was there. And it was odd, if only because Darren Schaefer's basic takeaway was nobody's asked us to fund this and we'd be willing out of private money. But also, there's a lot of unanswered questions about the legitimacy of this as a tourism expense.
As far as the project, we think it's a great project. Chappie James Memorial is recognized as an American hero, and it has been a passion project that has captured the attention of the entire county.
But the funding...
I remember when this first came up and the TDC agreed to do the $100,000, and the commitment at that time from the group was that the majority of the funding was going to be raised from private sources. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not sure what happened to that fundraising campaign. I know that actually our organization hasn't been approached in regards to Visit Pensacola out of private funds. Would make a contribution, we certainly would.
Which is, on the one hand, saying they'd be willing to fund it, but on the other hand, criticizing the foundation and the folks for not asking a source of money aside from government, which is it's just kind of a weird thing here.
We haven't had a conversation about it as a tourism attraction. Memorials are great. We have a beautiful Veterans Memorial Park. I think it's phenomenal. It's one of the best. We have a 1/7 scale version of the Vietnam Wall Memorial. However, those do not necessarily rank high on the list of things of why people travel to Pensacola at this time.
So he's saying the Veterans Memorial Park is not a tourist attraction to draw people here, and he's saying by extension that it's not obvious that the Chappie James would be a tourist attraction to draw people here. So maybe it's not, he's kind of implying there's a question about eligibility for tourism.
I think it, when completed, is going to be visually very engaging, and people that see it are going to stop and want to check it out. I think it's going to be a natural for that.
It's going to be good, but is it tourism? And then if you look at the money, and there's a little bit of complex math here, but I'll explain it afterwards.
I was just taking a look at what $750,000 of TDT would mean. We'd have to generate, it, as an attraction, would have to generate $15 million in hotel revenue.
That's because if you take $15 million times 5%, okay, then that's $750,000, right? That's the idea. And then?
At 5%, that's like 75,000 room nights at $200 a night. I don't think that's necessarily going to happen. I don't know that I've seen any justification for that. So I will just toss those things out there.
So can you get this particular expense to justify the belief that 75,000 people over some period of time are going to come to Pensacola who otherwise wouldn't come and therefore fund the $750,000? That's what he's doing with the math there.
We supported the project. We thought the initial commitment from $100,000 was definitely appropriate. You're looking at private funding that's, 25% of the total cost? So those are decisions I left, you know, the TDC has made their decision on that.
And I think there you're talking about more like, you know, would it be 10,000 bed visits, basically?
We support the project, and when we get approached for a commitment from Visit Pensacola, we'll do it out of private funds, and we'll make a contribution.
So when I was listening to this, I'll tell you what it felt like. Felt like somebody called Darren Schaefer and said, hey, come do a hit job on the funding for this thing. That's what it felt like. But I know Darren, so I know that's not true. And I can't argue with any of the points he made. They're all valid points. But it was a weird thing to come with this, like, pretty well-crafted criticism of the Chappie James Foundation's justification, eligibility, value, and yet also be saying, of course, as he said several times, we'd be glad to fund it if they'd only ask, and we have private funding that we can do that we would take care of it for that. So, I don't know. There's weird things afoot. I'll say it that way. There's weird things afoot around this particular project, which everybody loves the project, but has gone through a process of, you know, feet dragging and, you know, really getting it over the finish line has been the issue. And, you know, as Lumen May said, they're worried about getting sued for inappropriate use of TDC money, TDT money.
And we got sued a million times for doing the right thing.
And sometimes for the wrong thing. 625 on News Radio 92.3. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
If you are on North Palafox Street this morning, you can expect to see some slowdowns in between Cervantes and Fairfield going both directions. And coming in from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you might see a little bit of slowdown on 98, but clearing up as you cross the Bob Sykes Bridge into Pensacola. And if you are heading eastbound on 98, right after the Navarre Beach Causeway, we're seeing some buildup there, which has been typical of 98 before Herbert Field. So be expecting delays there. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Oh, and one last just quick note on this. They did vote to ask the AG to authorize it as an event or venue instead of as a museum. So that did go forward unanimously from the board. 626, I'm Andrew McKay.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Wave Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional, modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We are results-driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included. But you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Pensacola. Come see our friendly team in Pensacola and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to WaveMen'sHealth.com and book your appointment today. WaveMen'sHealth.com.
Join Lori from Davis Hardware in U-Haul today at 10 a.m. on Pep Talk. Lori will be talking about what makes Davis Hardware your go-to place for those hard-to-find items and solutions for a happy home and a happy life. Your home is talking to you. Listen to Lori on this month's topic, Drain Cleaning Solutions on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Your road to adventure starts with the 2024 Subaru Outback and the 2024 Subaru Forester. Both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence along the way. The Subaru Outback, according to Kelley Blue Book, is one of the best family cars of 2023. And according to Autotrader and my good friend Max here, the Subaru Forester is one of the 2023 best cars for dog lovers. For information on all the awards and accolades from Kelley Blue Book and Autotrader on the Subaru brand, the Subaru Outback, and the Subaru Forester, visit KellyBlueBookKBB.com and Autotrader.com. Whether you're a Forester family or an Outback family, your road to adventure starts in a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Go where love takes you. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated. Auto Trader is a registered trademark and used with permission.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, Pensacola's own blues and soul singer Jordan Chase takes the stage. Jordan was featured on The Voice and American Idol. He's currently working on his first album with a Grammy Award-winning team from Nashville. See Jordan Chase at Bands on the Beach this Tuesday night at 7.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
6:30 here on News Radio Pensacola. Coming up next, we'll have the new county administrator for Santa Rosa County, Brad Baker, will join us to talk about the agenda for Thursday, what the county commission did yesterday in their meeting. David Wayne, of course, will also have your local news. Somebody here texted and said, I've been living in Pensacola for the past 4 years, and I don't know anything about Chappie. I just know he's a military veteran. I'm pretty sure people across America don't know enough, and that means that it's unlikely he'll be a tourist draw for people. First African-American general in the Air Force, by the way.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The Israeli military says it's conducting a limited ground operation in part of Rafah in southern Gaza after telling civilians to leave.
The IDF says they killed 20 Hamas militants and found three tunnels. There are also reports that the Rafah border crossing is currently closed for humanitarian aid. This is an entry point for aid trucks coming in from Egypt.
Fox's Madeline Rivera. There's a threat of jail time for violating a gag order, then more testimony at former President Trump's criminal hush money trial in New York.
Two Trump Organization employees, one past, one current, testified about payments made to Michael Cohen, including checks signed by former President Donald Trump himself. But neither witness testified that Trump knew anything about a plan to reimburse Cohen for paying adult film actress Stormy Daniels $130,000.
Fox's Nate Foy. There's at least one tornado death reported in northeastern Oklahoma. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. Right now we do have partly cloudy skies, and it is 77 degrees in Pensacola. Investigators in Santa Rosa County say a man that was arrested over the weekend for allegedly holding an Uber driver at gunpoint was a case of an overprotective parent. Now, this all happened on Saturday when a 13-year-old girl had apparently snuck out of the house and caught an Uber from Pensacola back to her home in Milton. The girl's father saw the Uber driver dropping his daughter off next door.
I don't know what his thought process was at the exact time, but he sees the car. He basically goes over with a weapon and gets the guy out at gunpoint, which, I mean, he doesn't really have a reason to do.
Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson talked with Channel 3. He says that girl's father, 54-year-old Sean Hollenbeck, now faces kidnapping and aggravated assault charges. And Johnson says, as a father, he understands, but he says the man was not justified in holding the driver at gunpoint. Pensacola police say they're looking for multiple suspects that are accused of breaking into a jewelry kiosk last week at the Cordova Mall. The owner of Farzin Jewelry tells Channel 3 he's out with about $300,000 of goods.
At 3740 and mall closed at 8. And at 8:15, they came here with another two guys. They went underneath the cover and they break all the glasses. They break all my drawers.
Farzin says his kiosk was a temporary spot until he was hoping to get a permanent storefront inside of the mall. He says some of those suspects had been acting like customers earlier in the day before they returned after the mall closed. Anybody with information is encouraged to contact the Pensacola Police Department. Now, Santa Rosa County leaders agree that any decision to incorporate Navarre should be up to its residents. However, they say that decision should be based on complete and accurate information that so far just hasn't been hashed out. That was the message from Commissioner Colton Wright to Preserve Navarre leader Wes Seiler.
Find out from both of them what they would want, and if there's something they want from us, get it in writing. So it's public and it's out there saying, you know, I'm Representative Rudman or I'm Representative Andrade, and I expect the county commission to do this and the group to bring this to the county commission. And that's what the goalpost is. Because if we know what the goalpost is, we can work within that. But right now, it is nothing but variables and wish lists.
Commissioner Ray Eddington says State Representative Joel Rudman wants that question to go to voters in the form of a straw vote on November's ballot. Ultimately, the board elected to kick that back to the state delegation. A man and two women were arrested early yesterday morning in Escambia County on drug and child cruelty charges. 33-year-old John Brewington, 19-year-old Armani Gullen Wallace, and 23-year-old Jasmine Watkins are facing multiple charges, including fentanyl trafficking, child cruelty, and obstructing justice. According to the arrest report, all three were stopped in a vehicle around Airway Drive and Cleveland Avenue for not having a tag light. Brewington was driving with a suspended license. Watkins' baby was in the back of the car, in a car seat. Investigators say they found fentanyl, marijuana, and cocaine in that vehicle. The baby was turned over to Watkins' mother by DCF. Despite it most likely being dead on arrival, Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene says she still intends to bring a motion to vacate to the floor against House Speaker Mike Johnson.
No denying that Mike Johnson has let us down on a number of fronts. He ran on a campaign of single subject spending bills. He used to be against this warrantless surveillance against Americans, and he was someone who had voted against funding for Ukraine. Regardless of how you view those things, for him to do a 180 on them has caught a number of us with a bit of whiplash.
Congressman Matt Gaetz there, and he says despite agreeing on a number of gripes, it's not something he plans to support this time around. 6:35 at News Radio, and Jimmy's got our traffic on the fives.
If you're in Milton this morning on Highway 90, we are seeing a lot of backup at the intersection of Ward Basin Road, so expect some delays if you're traveling through there. And in Pensacola, it looks like there is a road closure on Massachusetts Avenue at the intersection of Pace and Palafox. It's unclear as to whether that is just the southbound lane on Palafox Road or just Massachusetts Avenue. We'll hope to have more the next update. If you see anything on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to see a beautiful, warm, humid day today with temperatures warming up near 85 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 73. For Wednesday, similar forecast with a warm, humid pattern, high near 85. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 75. We're going to keep warm, humid weather around for Thursday with a high near 87. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Right now, it's 77 in Pensacola, 76 in Gulf Breeze, and 75 in Milton. Our next news at 7 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The funds the Social Security Administration relies on to pay benefits are now projected to run out in 2035, 1 year later than previously projected. On the depletion date, 83% of benefits will be payable if Congress does not act sooner to prevent the shortfall. The Social Security trustees credited the slightly improved outlook to more people contributing money to the program. Nintendo has reported quarterly profit that beat market estimates and said it sold more units of its Switch than it had forecasted. The fiscal fourth quarter revenue fell nearly 10% year over year, while net profit dropped 4.5%. However, Nintendo sold 15.7 million units of its Switch console, beating their newly revised forecast of 15.5 million. The company said it expects to sell 13.5 million Switch consoles in the current fiscal year. Futures are mixed. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials gained 176. That's Your Money Now.
This is sponsored by the Cigna Group, a leader in improving choice, access and affordability, and clinical outcomes. Global health company The Cigna Group has unveiled its latest innovations with solutions for some of healthcare's greatest challenges. In an effort to help companies manage the rising costs of treating obesity, diabetes, and cardiovascular disease, and to improve access for appropriate patients, Express Scripts by Evernorth is launching the industry's first financial guarantee for GLP-1s through EncircleRx, providing important financial predictability. Evernorth Behavioral Health announced a new mental health practice to provide value-based, outcome-driven care with appointments guaranteed within 72 hours. The program is already active in several states, with plans for a full rollout by 2025. Evernorth Health Services plans to have a Humira biosimilar available for $0 out of pocket to eligible patients of its specialty pharmacy in June. To learn more about the Cigna Group's exciting innovations in healthcare, visit thecignagroup.com.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Join the Pensacola Expert Panel Thursday at 10:30 as Bess Marks from Lazy Boy joins the show.
They'll be talking about upcoming events at all three Gulf Coast locations, Pensacola, Spanish Fort, and Mobile, and how to incorporate Lazy Boy's free in-home design service with recliners, sofas, accessories, and artwork to make your home look just like a picture out of a magazine.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3 and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Good morning, 640 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now, not for the first time, but for the first time as the Santa Rosa County Administrator, Brad Baker, the brand new County Administrator of Santa Rosa. Hey, Brad, congratulations and welcome back in your new role.
Hey, good morning, Andrew, and thank you for having me.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, the meeting yesterday was very long, but most of the stuff that was talked about in that meeting, I do not consider to be particularly essential Santa Rosa County business. We have a lot of things going on the agenda that got almost no discussion yesterday that I wanted to ask you about, though. One is a consolidated dispatch center that there was a $500,000 item related to that. I'm assuming that's not total cost at all, but what is this all about and what is Santa Rosa doing here?
Yeah, and actually that is just going toward design. We do have in design a consolidated public safety dispatch center. We plan to bring all of our public safety agencies into one facility, under one center. Really, it's for operational efficiencies, better communication with our first responders. You know, right now we have a fire and EMS dispatch, and then we have three different law enforcement dispatches. So to relay the information to everybody at the same time without, you know, having to pick up the phone and call other dispatch agencies, this allows us to be more efficient in Santa Rosa County delivering services.
Makes sense.
You know, to the public, but it does. I mean, this is one phase of it. We have another $1.5 million set aside with the local option sales tax, and that goes to design. We have anticipated costs of around $12 to $14 million. Of course, that's preliminary. And in our construction world with buildings right now, we'll have to wait till we get it out to bid. But this item here was just recognizing that allocation that we received from our state legislative delegation.
And that's the time frame on this, I assume, if we haven't even finished design yet, like this is just allocating funding for design. I assume we're talking completion, what, in maybe 2 years, year and a half? Am I being optimistic?
Yeah, I mean, I think optimistic would be 2 years, probably a little longer. We've already started the design. They've completed the feasibility, the space seats, space needs assessment, et cetera. So, but they're still in the very early stages of
it. I mean, we're not even into acquisition of land yet, right? Like that would be after we figure out design and then we figure out a location and everything else, unless you have a location
right
now.
Well, we did have a location. We did that probably a month ago or so. We were considering the site where the District 1 Medical Examiner office beside that, one across from the adjacent one. So the board landed with the one there on Pine Forest Road adjacent to the EOC.
Okay. All right.
Versus
very good.
The one out there on Commerce.
So we don't have to figure that out. We do have that in place. All right. I did want to ask you, and only because this is one of those issues that it's one little stretch of road, but and you and I have never talked about this, but I am as outspoken an opponent of speed tables, speed bumps, speed humps as a person can be. I hate them, and I think they do not work, and so I think they are a waste of time and a source of frustration to drivers. But you got four of them that are going to go in on little old Dean Drive that is a 20-mile-an-hour already for $32,000 for four of them because I guess people speed through there, and there was an animal that got killed there, like somebody's pet died. Is that right?
That's correct, and that will be up to four. We're not sure that we can appropriately place four, so it might look more like three, but when we get out there, they had petitioned our traffic calming committee, which denied it. And then the appeal process is to take it to the board, and the board agreed that they would allow the placement of the speed tables on the drive.
So speed tables, I know there was another case recently y'all were talking about it. I can't remember the road name, but do speed tables have to come to the commission for approval, or can they be done by a lower level of agency? I know in Escambia County, they can just kind of be put in as long as there's resident support. But how does it work in Santa Rosa County?
They can be put in. They have to petition our traffic calming committee, which is comprised of our public works department, our public safety, which includes the sheriff's department, and our public safety director, Tom Loy. And then they analyze it, the engineer, et cetera, and then they make a decision. If they approve the traffic calming and the money is in the budget, we can proceed with them. Or if they want to do an MSBU for them, we can start that process as well. But if they get denied, then the challenge for that is to go to the Board of County Commissioners.
I got it. For people who don't know, an MSBU, a Municipal Service Benefit Unit, that is to raise the money by adding a small fee or, you know, a tax of sorts on their property tax bill. We're talking to Brad Baker. He's a Santa Rosa County Administrator, the newly installed Santa Rosa County Administrator, as Devan Cook has just recently retired. We'll come back to you in just a second, Brad. Before that, let's get traffic on the fives with Jimmy.
If you are traveling on Massachusetts Avenue going eastbound and Pace Boulevard, right at the intersection with Palafox Street, we are seeing some road work happening, and that is causing quite a slowdown. So be expecting delays if you were traveling through that intersection, and maybe try and find an alternate route. And if you're traveling on North Palafox Street going southbound, we are seeing a lot of traffic building up in between Maxwell and Cervantes Street. Typical morning traffic downtown, really building up on 9th Avenue, going both directions. And if you are heading eastbound on 98, you can expect to see a lot of traffic heading into Hurlburt Field right after the Navarre Beach Causeway. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. This report is sponsored by Bank of America. Bank of America has powerful digital solutions for local and global businesses, so you can make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. Bank of America, NA, copyright 2024. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Back to Brad Baker, the Santa Rosa County Administrator. All right, Brad, I'm going to say a word that you have to say judiciously, because in Escambia and Santa Rosa County, you never want to yell roundabout in a crowded theater, but you all are planning to install a roundabout at the intersection of West Spencer Field Road and South Spencer Field Road. And the board is going to approve on Thursday $30,000 just for right-of-way acquisition. Is that correct?
That is correct. And we approved the other right-of-way acquisition for the other side last board meeting. So this will complete that intersection need for us.
Okay, so just because I know every time we talk about this issue, people always get upset. Your job is to help facilitate traffic and make the road safer and do what the people want. Explain to folks why it's a good idea to have a roundabout at West and South Spencer Field Roads.
So, you know, there's a lot of popularity with the citizens that think stop signs are good for traffic and it's going to reduce speeding and et cetera. And that's just not the case. So what we want to do is keep the movement of traffic going, but we want to keep it at a pace that does regulate some speed. So when you go into a roundabout, you know, you're having to take it slow and cautious, but it keeps traffic moving. And when you go to a four-way stop, then and we have several around the county, and they just impede traffic flow. So that's all we're trying to do is improve the traffic flow. We've done many projects in Santa Rosa County in the last 2 years to improve our traffic flow, even with some smart technologies on our intersections throughout Highway 90 and 98, where they're in the process right now. We've acquired a couple $1 million worth of equipment. So a roundabout is just another way that we can systematically control an intersection while keeping traffic flowing through that intersection. And that's the whole point. We have to improve our traffic flow throughout the county if we want to, reduce some of the congestion on the roadway.
I can't remember, but at North and West Spencerfield Road, I think is a traffic light is coming, and then I just can't remember what South and East and North and East have at them. I think North and East is actually just kind of a L turn. There's a subdivision back in there, and it's not a big intersection. Are you planning to do roundabouts at either of the other corners of Spencerfield?
You know, we'll study those and do some traffic data and analysis of what's going on. We know that they're on West Spencerfield has the heaviest traffic on East Spencerfield. Certain times of the day, we have a lot of traffic. So we'll continue to do intersection improvement. And, you know, eventually we'll see how the other traffic plans in that area pan out. But we are focusing on West Spencerfield now because we know that that's our highest flow of traffic, obviously, with Pace High School being there, it draws a lot of traffic to that area.
So my one suggestion to you is, I know you know Chris Phillips really well, you know, because he used to work for y'all, and now he works for Escambia. But there have been some major issues connected to the Perdido Key roundabout. I assume you're kind of familiar with that. It might just be worth a call to Chris, if that hasn't already been done, to talk with him about lessons learned.
Yeah, our staff, but, you know, working with him for the years, we do communicate with him and see what they have going on in Escambia County.
Yeah, sometimes the pain of one can avoid the pain of another.
I agree with you on that.
Brad Baker, he is the new Santa Rosa County Administrator. Brad, great to have you on the show. Look forward to talking to you again soon. Thank you for the time, and again, congratulations on the new position.
Thank you, Andrew, and y'all have a great day.
You too. 651 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. And, you know, we in our family, we homeschooled our kids. We had two of them that went to middle school, public school, but they homeschooled the whole time. And one of the things that in high school, particularly homeschooled, and one of the things that we did, we took great advantage of dual enrollment. If you're not familiar, dual enrollment lets you be, you know, in high school and also take college classes at Pensacola State College. In fact, you get free classes and books, so it's cheaper than going as a graduate. And they have been a fantastic resource for our family. Both of my eldest did 3 years of dual enrollment during high school from 10th to 12th grade. They've gone or are going to UWF with all their core classes under their belt about a year and a half, and they're engineers. Okay, so this got them better acclimated to taking college classes because they could take them at PSC first, so they were prepared for that, the smaller class size, individualized attention, helpful teachers, a variety of teachers, a variety of course, you know, time offering, scheduling. Like, it's just really the most flexible way to prepare for college is to think about and, you know, to enter college, but to prepare for other college if you're going on at PSC. It's a great resource for traditional and non-traditional students. Locations in Pace, Milton, Tiger Point, Warrington, Century, and Pensacola. Find out what PSC can do to help you reach your future goals at pensacolastate.edu.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Join Bike Pensacola for their annual escorted slow ride through downtown Pensacola, Friday evening at 6. See Slow Ride Pensacola on Facebook for more information. Remember to help stamp out hunger this Saturday. Leave healthy, non-perishable food donations by your mailbox. The National Association of Letter Carriers help make this annual event the biggest single-day effort to help those in need of food. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
This makes my beer taste bad.
It's been a really, really messed up week.
7 days of torture, 7 days of bitter, and my girlfriend went and cheated on me. She's a California dime, but it's time for me to quit her. La la la, whatever. La la la, it doesn't matter. La,
come on, you
la,
said it too.
La, oh, well,
Jimmy
la,
didn't say it.
La,
you said it in your head. I bet if we go into your home, we find a poster of Hot Shell Ray on the wall. That's what I'm just saying. It's in your bedroom. Tell me I'm wrong.
No, but there is one of Billy Ray Cyrus.
Oh, well, that's a different story entirely. 655 here on News Radio Pensacola. Jimmy, who denies being a fan of Hot Shell Ray, has a traffic on the fives for you. Jimmy?
If you are on the intersection, if you are crossing the intersection of Palafox, Pace, and Massachusetts, there is road work being done that is causing quite a backup this morning. So please be cautious of that and possibly find an alternate route. Take one of those side roads if you need to cross that intersection. And southbound on North Palafox Street, we are seeing a lot of traffic building up in between Tahar Drive and Cervani Street. If you're coming in from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you are looking good all the way into Pensacola. And if you're heading eastbound on 98, right as you cross the Navarre Beach Causeway, you're going to see some traffic building up into Windhaven Beach, but clearing up before you get to Hurlburt Field Road. In Milton, you can expect to see some backup on Ward Basin Road and Highway 90 at that intersection. And if you're coming in from Pace, you should be pretty good all the way into Pensacola once you get past Woodbine and 90. You might want to take Guernsey if you're coming southbound and hop on Chemukla Highway and take that route instead. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Former President Donald Trump's trial resumes again in New York this morning. Yesterday, the judge in the case threatened Trump with jail time for violating his gag order, talking about witnesses in the case. The White House confirms it's aware of a U.S. soldier that's now being detained in Russia. That soldier reportedly is accused of stealing, but it's not clear if the charges are legitimate or not. He'd been stationed in South Korea and apparently had traveled to Russia on his own. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby told reporters they didn't have a lot of information to share currently. And police in New York arresting several pro-Palestinian protesters yesterday. That was several of those protesters were trying to disrupt the Met Gala and disobeying officer orders. One tried to go through the barrier at a big celebrity fashion event.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 657 here on News Radio Pensacola. I think maybe my favorite story from yesterday in the weird small news category that you probably didn't see is that the Florida Democratic Party has now changed their logo and their branding. They are no longer using a donkey. They've changed to... the Florida Panther is now the logo of the Florida Democratic Party. They've sent out the donkey, and now they've got the Panther, quoting Nikki Fried, who says, "We gave the donkey the boot. It's time to kick ass." The Republican response to this bold new branding decision from Evan Power, the chair of the Florida Republican Party, said that for the Democrats to choose a nearly extinct animal is fitting. for a party that has lost 1.2 million net registered voters over the past 4 years and has not won a statewide contest since Fried's election of one term as state agriculture commissioner in 2018. Power, quote, "If you come into contact with a Florida Democrat in the wild, whether they identify as a donkey or a panther, we urge them to notify Nikki Fried and her team immediately." Now, for me, I didn't see it that way. I thought more, you know, when you're going through an existential crisis, as the Florida Democratic Party is, having lost and then lost and then lost and then lost and lost and then lost, do you change your platform? Or do you rebrand? New marketing. Same old idea. Cool new wrapping paper. Or, if not wrapping paper, at least a cool new sound to play. The Florida Democratic Party. We're here, hopefully, longer than the Panther. 6:59 on News Radio Pensacola. As I say, that was my favorite little story from the news yesterday. We'll be back.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.